Chapter 19.
The shining crescents of Almania and its three moons were hanging bright against the dark velvet of space, a set of jewel-colored sickles gleaming with the diamond-colored light of the system's huge A4-class sun. Two of the crescents, the planet itself and the moon Padir, were mottled with patches of sapphire ocean and verdant land. Another crescent, the industrial moon of Drua, scintillated with the lights of 1,000 factories, including those of Tendrondo Arms and Amala Casketry. But it was the fourth crescent, the yellow dead moon of Oromesh, that drew Ben's attention. The tracking signal they had been following since departing the Maw had vanished from the Emiax's navigational display. Ben was fairly certain that his father would not have sent the deactivation signal without telling him, so the Jade Shadow must have taken a berthing inside a cave, a bunker, or some other structure with a roof thick enough to block the signal. Given what their quarry would be looking for, a place to hide while she nursed her wounds and rebuilt her strength, an empty, deserted moon seemed like a good candidate. Ben rubbed his thumb across the touchpad on the Emiax's piloting yoke. A waypoint designator appeared on the navigation display, drifting toward Oromesh.
"No, we'll go to Padir,"
Luke said from the co-pilot seat, 2 meters across the spacious flight deck from Ben.
"That's where she'll be hiding."
"Padir?"
This came from Vistara, sitting in one of the passenger seats at the back of the flight deck. Even after she had helped them steal the Emiax and fled from her father and Sarasu Talon back in the Maw, Luke had insisted that she remain in either his presence or Ben's at all times. Given that she was more familiar with the shuttle systems than the two Jedi were, it was probably a wise precaution, even though Ben feared it would give her the impression the Jedi were just as paranoid and dangerous as the Sith.
"How do you know?"
Vistara asked.
"Do you Jedi have the ability to track anyone you've ever met?"
Out of the corner of his eye, Ben glimpsed the hint of a smile coming to Luke's face, and he knew what his father was thinking. After their first encounter on Sinkhole Station, Luke had used a Dathomiri blood trail to track Vistara halfway across the galaxy. Letting her believe that such feats were easy for Jedi would certainly give them an advantage in dealing with her. Ben glanced over as though seeking permission to answer and received a quick nod in reply. He glanced back at Vistara, whose many bruises had merely faded to pale purple even after a 2-day healing trance, then raised his brow.
"You expect us to believe you can't?"
Ben scoffed. His own wound was almost completely healed, thanks to a combination of trance, steri-strips, and Bactisalve.
"Lies like that are what makes it so hard for Dad to trust you."
Vistara let her gaze drop, though not quickly enough to hide the surprise in her eyes.
"Sorry," she said. "I guess I'm still Sith at heart."
"You see?" Luke asked, looking over to catch Ben's eye. "You can't change her, son."
Ben shrugged.
"At least she's admitting it."
He felt bad for having spoken to her so harshly, but she was still probing for information on the Jedi, and he was not fool enough to assume that her questions were innocent.
"That's a start,"